Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This sports update is brought to you by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. The first edition of the college football playoff rankings were released last night with undefeated Ohio State opening at number one. We have just over a month remaining until the final CFP bracket is selected, and we know anything can happen. So here's what the top 10 is looking like right now. 1, Ohio State. 2, Indiana. 3, Texas A&M. 4, Alabama. 5, Georgia. 6, Ole Miss. 7, BYU. 8, Texas Tech. 9, Oregon. Notre Dame rounding out the top 10. The top ACC team is Virginia, coming in at number 14, and every team in the top 25 came from a Power 4 conference, so the committee designated Memphis as the top team from the group of five. If your office setup is looking like a busted play, call the pros at PVI Office Furniture. They'll come to you to help design a game plan that actually works. No hassle, no stress, just a game-changing upgrade. Score big when you call today to score 15% off your purchase. Get your office in championship shape at PVIPVI.com. From the Crop Medcap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Brian?
Yep.
Real question for you. Who's the best team in town?
The Mystics.
I don't think so.
United. No, the Washington Spirit.
Spirit by a mile, dude.
The Spirit is in the playoffs.
Spirit have a home playoff game on Saturday. I'm taking the girls to the game.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a Spirit player join us on Friday.
I may come to the game with you, man. See, I think I know somebody might be able to hook me up on the ticket or two.
Dude, if Lauren doesn't go, I might have an extra ticket.
I think I know somebody else, too.
I imagine you do.
See if they can hook their dad up.
The Washington Spirit are legit good.
They are. Missing some key players, though.
Dude, I believe, didn't they get to the final last year and they lost in the final? I think I have that right because I watched it with Shelby. I let her stay up late to watch it. The Spirit came in second in the NWSL. Now, Kansas City looks like an absolute wagon. Mm-hmm. Yo, in 26 games, Kansas City scored 65 points to win the regular season.
Damn.
The Spirit came in second, also played 26 games. Guess how many points they have?
45.
44.
I was close.
You were close. That's impressive. I mean, that, yo, you know how in soccer you get a lot of ties?
Yeah.
Dog, Kansas City in 26 games won 21 games.
Damn.
They went 21. How do we
say? Who did they lose to?
You're asking me to go a little deeper than I
probably. Well, I'm just saying, man. You're throwing out all these damn numbers.
Do you know where the Caps are now in the Metro?
Mm-mm.
Last.
They dropped off real quick.
B, they've
7 points.
13.
13 points.
The Rangers are just – the Rangers and the Islanders and the Blue Jackets are all just ahead of them with 14. I mean, it is still pretty bunched up because it's still really early in the season. Like, the Devils are first in the Metro with 18 points. It's not like they're that far ahead. The Devils have also played another game.
They have a chance to change things up.
Totally, man.
Yeah.
Hockey's a wild, wild sport.
Yeah.
What, though?
But, the thing with Ovi, come on, he's, what, 40 now? What do people really expect? Do you expect to see the 20-year-old Ovi out there? I mean, like I said earlier, all good things come to an end. Eventually, you know, old Father Time going to make all of us have a challenge. Hell, in my mind, I can still return kicks. I tried to run down the field a couple times last night. I can't run kicks. My mind tells me a lot. My body say, hell no. It's over with. And all the people that think that just you used to do it, you're sitting in your house, and you want to tell you how players suck and this, that, and the other, you can't do it either. So, just saying.
So the Caps are last in the Metro. The Wiz also play tonight in Boston. There's DC Sports doubleheader if you want to bet it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the Wiz record?
They might have won two games, if I remember correctly. Two or three.
They're 1-6. They are 1-6.
But you know what?
That's what they're supposed to do.
I cannot have a I don't have a problem with that because I was told what they are trying to do. So I can't. I don't have a problem with it. What's the thing Maya Angelou said? When somebody tell you, if an employer shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Okay? They told us what they're going to do. Why would I sit up here and expect them to be anything differently?
Yeah, I'm not mad at the Wiz.
Yeah.
Honestly, my rankings of, where I think fans should be upset, the Commanders are at the top of the list because the expectations were high.
Yeah,
and
very.
Maybe expectations were too high, but I still thought playoffs were the goal, right? Win 10 games, get to the playoffs. I think I had them at 10-7. Right, they play 17. I think I had them at 10-7.
You were 9-8.
9-8. Okay, I think that is.
I was a 10-7.
Okay, I think that's pretty reasonable, right? They have underperformed, even with the injuries. You consider all of it. They have underperformed,
mm-hmm.
And particularly the way they built their secondary has been problematic. That
to say the least.
It's been bad.
Yeah,
and in no way will we sugarcoat that. After that, though, the Wiz are supposed to be bad. The Wiz are doing what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And I think there are exciting young pieces with the Wizards. That's the way the NBA is. You go through these half a decade rebuilds to hopefully come out the other side and be Oklahoma City. I wonder if that's the right way it should go, but that's the way it goes in the
that's
NBA.
That's a hell of a business model, though.
It's crazy.
We are not going to produce for 5 years, but we still want you to pay us some amount of money, the same amount of money you would pay if we were. And people do it. You know, and then in other sports, they pissed off it don't happen overnight.
Right.
It's crazy, man. It is crazy.
The Nats are terrible because the ownership won't spend. I think people have a right to be mad. I think you should be mad at the learners.
Well, we got new people running it now. I mean, we'll see if the new manager and the skipper and all that, the GM, if everything changes up a little bit now because they hire people they like. They want them to have the same mindset. They have now this analytical mindset. Maybe they may spin on this. Never know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to be positive.
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe... I believe Toboney and Butera could be really, really sharp guys. They might be the absolute right people to run this thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think the learners are going to spend. I'm not really sure it's going to matter. But where Butera had success in Tampa, they don't spend. They just really draft and develop. So maybe you can thread that needle, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Toboney can find the right guys. And their emphasis on scouting and analytics and everything that can happen is great, right? I'm not mad at the Nats. I don't think they're underperforming. I'm mad at ownership there because they haven't given anybody a chance. Not mad at the Wiz. I think the Wiz are doing what we asked for. Everybody got tired of being the sixth seed, right? Like, yeah. Let's tear that thing down, see if you can build a real winner. The Caps, I don't know how to feel.
Because, it's early, you know. It's early.
True.
It's early, and I think people have to understand one thing. The Great Eight did some great things over his time in last year, expecting him to do at 40. The other guys have to step up more. Right now, he used to carry them. It's time for them to carry him and let him be able to come in and be situational and do some magnificent things. But to just be having the impact he used to have, I don't see that.
Yeah, I think they've built that roster in a way that they shouldn't have to be overly reliant on Alex, but where Alex is always still the best in the world, frankly, throughout his career, the power play, and now I wonder if they are headed towards a place where they have to make a decision, and I don't know this answer. We would have to ask a real hockey person this answer, but like, is there a better person for that power play? Like, do they need the spark there?
Let me just hit you with a little something. Whether there is or not, you know what they need to start planning for? There needs to be one to start getting some experience at it. Because he's not going to be doing it the next year and the next year and the next year and the next year. So you need to start planning, preparing for someone else to be there. That happens at the end of people's career. And I know we look at certain people in different ways, but ultimately, the powers that be are hired to build things for the long haul, and they have to start planning beyond that. It sounds very, very bad, but it's what happens in professional sports.
Now, I don't know what there is there to change. Now, if anything is going to change, like, I don't know what you do there. And with a player like Alex, has he earned the right to be on that power play no matter what? I think you can argue he has, right? But they definitely need more power play goals. they need more. The Caps are at home tonight at Cap One, hosting the St. Louis Blues. Wiz are on the road in Boston tonight. It feels like I said this yesterday or 2 days ago. No, I said it after the Cowboys lost on Monday Night Football. It feels like we're headed into a sports vampire winter where we don't get joy from our teams. We just get joy from rooting against other teams. I hope I'm proven incorrect. I think with the Wiz, people have the right mindset. Like, it's not about wins and losses this year. It's about growth and development because they want to be able to keep their first-round pick, and they've got to be quite bad to keep it because of dumb trades that happened in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
The Caps, though, it's like, dog, we kind of need the Caps. You imagine January, February, if the Caps are out of it? Like, it's going to be cold and like, it's going to be sleeting. Like, we need something, man.
We got to broaden our horizon, though.
This morning,
we got to pull some other sports talk in this thing.
This morning, I was at the gym. And you know what all the boys in the steam room were talking about? Terps Hoyas Friday night. We could use one college hoops team to get us through.
All right.
I don't know if it's going to be Maryland. I don't know if it's going to be Georgetown. I think there's a lot of excitement for what Buzz could build at Maryland. But I think this year it might not – I think they're going to struggle to score. I think they're going to play a lot of D, rebound really well. But, you know, Buzz won a lot of games everywhere he's been with kind of that style. Don't you think the pressure on Cooley at Georgetown has to be pretty significant? I think it's his third or fourth year, and I don't think they've made a tournament.
No, it has to be at this point. If you are serious about basketball as they used to be, it should be. I mean, it's nature of the beast, right?
Right.
That's sports, man. Sports is a job. A tough one, boy.
We're going to need something. Ask DA when he gets here. Is AU supposed to be good? GW? Mason? Is Mason going to be good? We need something big. We need something. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.